a season when Jamaicans prepare to spend time with family and or friends, and kitchens are abuzz and harbor lingering aromas that delight the taste buds. We look forward to having things like curried goat, ham, oxtail, roasted and or escabeached fish, sorrel, Manish water, and of course fruitcake with possibly some ice cream on the side. For some of us, our holiday menu is traditional, while for others, a more non-traditional feast is prepared. What's on your menu for the festive season?
I like to do loaf, like a lentil loaf is a good protein dish that I like to do. I do salads as well. I've done eggless cakes before. I'm pretty much traditional sorrel. I don't boil mine anymore though, because boiling destroys the nutrients, so I blend my sorrel. I use the sorrel for the topping of the loaf, and the sorrel also makes the sauce for the loaf. The idea for me is always to take something to the family gathering that I can eat.
Educator and creator of the all-natural nut butters line, Sure Butters, Cheryl Holsworth McKenzie. She says chia seeds and flax seeds can be substituted for eggs. Manager of the Spanish Town Skills Training Center and educator Ruth James also enjoys spending time with family and friends during the festive season and brings non-traditional items to the table.
I am on a strict gluten-free diet because of health reasons, because I was discovered to have allergic reactions to wheat some years ago. So because of that, I had to change my protein from eating vegetarian protein to be something creative, because most of the vegetarian proteins have been wheat. So I have now changed my diet to absolutely nothing with flour in it. So my baked items would come with potato, yam, oatmeal, and my protein is mostly peas and beans and vegetables. I do eat a little fish. I have to force myself to eat chicken, and I do indulge in a little curry goat every now and again. For my regular rice and peas, I would use millet or quinoa to replace the regular rice. And I do a lot of stews, tofu medley, and I do a lot of stir fry. Most farmers will bake potato pudding, they usually put flour in it. But I find that yam and oatmeal is a very excellent replacement. And because a lot of gluten-free products are now on the market, I can have fruitcake if I manage to find potato flour or rice flour. And combined with the oatmeal, I have a great Christmas cake. I do have one baked right now, as a matter of fact. And recently, too, I've discovered cassava flour. And using that, too, to combine with a number of other ingredients. And I'm finding that cassava pudding is just as great. In addition to the sorrel, I do a wicked, tangy mango splash. That's a secret ingredient flavored. So I have mango all season round.
Raw food chef at Right Life Live Food Eatery in Montego Bay, Georgette Doman, says she is 80% raw and 20% plant-based cooked food.
What I plan to do Christmas Day is eggnog. And for dinner, we will have a raw dinner, meaning it is not cooked. Walnut and pumpkin seed nut balls served with a Mexican salad. That's a lot combined of like 4 or 5 different baby lettuce and kale.
Georgette's eggnog consists of frozen banana, cashew to make the milk, turmeric to give it the yellow color, and spices like cinnamon, nutmeg, and pumpkin spice. Whatever festive feast you're planning for your menu, choose foods that are low in fat, low in sodium and salt, low in sugar or concentrated sweets, and high in fiber. Here's to life, family, friends, and health. Cheers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.